Welcome to Reclaiming.
Welcome back, host. Have a great show.
Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. We are live. I have to apologize for yesterday. We had an unforeseen outage with our ISP, and I still haven't gotten to the bottom of why we were down, but nevertheless, we are back. Those types of things do happen, but we try to have some resiliency, and we do have a single point failure because we do not have the ability to have a second path. Because most buildings, even offices, have single ISPs unless you pay a lot of money to have that type of redundancy and having a path. So anyway, my apologies. Things like that happen. And so I hope that the fill-in show was equally informing and as well as entertaining. I'm sure it wasn't as funny as me. Anyway. This show is also sponsored by, this show is also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as 1798Part2.org as well as RepublicReview.org. And you are listening to the only show that is asserting the only constitutional process that will force the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. And I don't say those words lightly. I have yet to have a true academic, whether it be a professor or anybody, to come to me and say, you know, you can't do that because here is academic proof otherwise. Nobody has been able to do that. And so I would put it to you to put it to the test. I mean, by all means, take a look at what I'm asserting and go through the ratification debates, go through the founding documents, the actual founding documents, and you will know for yourself what is the truth. And so I want you to also know this show is dedicated to those state legislators who are willing to commit to the Constitution. You know, we make them take an oath to do this. And too many of them take an oath and then literally go into office and trample on the Constitution. I'm not talking about Congress, and I'm not talking about the president and SCOTUS. They've been tearing up the Constitution for over 200 years. It's the states who are supposed to be the guardians of that Constitution. It is up to the states to ensure that it maintains, I'll just say, its purity, to ensure that the federal government is in compliance. And if you do not believe that it's up to the states, then I would suggest you read Madison and Jefferson's Kentucky and Virginia resolutions. So I'm dedicating this show. If you're a state legislator, you're more than welcome to call in. We would like to talk to you about what would it take to get you to commit to auditing the Constitution, to auditing your contract. Even though it says we the people, as Madison clearly said in the ratification debates, it's not we the people as in a democracy. It's the we the people of the separate sovereigns in a republican form of government. In other words, we have to choose our representatives to do this work. And if you're not up to doing the work, then that's okay. Let us know. And then just prepare for, you know, life after legislation, because we're going to replace you. There are so many people that are so fed up and they're starting to learn this process. And I'm okay with letting people know, hey, you know, it's time to hit the bricks. It's time, you know, you've done your damage, or you've done your dues, or whatever you want to call it. And we need a new watch. We need new state legislators to do the job. I am tired of state legislators just in there self-serving themselves to, you know, try to make a name for themselves so they can go into a greater position of power. Who knows, maybe be president someday because they want the power. That's not leadership, my friends. That is people that are willing to sell their soul for whatever their avarice is driving them. And in other words, they have deep designs or machinations that are driving them to obtain something very self-serving. So also to go along with serving those state legislators willing to commit to us, we also have to recognize the grassroots level of those people who truly own the brand. And the brand is the party. And those people who own the brand are the county central committees. Literally, that is how it works. And so I talked to lots of people. They say, hey, I'd like to help. And I talked to a few people this past week. One of the things I like asking, didn't ask all of them, but one of the things I like to ask is, are you a PCO? Are you involved in your central committee? And a lot of them say, well, no. Well, you got to get involved. You have to actually become a part of the local leadership. And most precincts are unoccupied. I am just appalled at how many precincts go without having PCOs that are actually working in those precincts. And it'd be great if you just, you know, filled in to go up to the leadership meetings, but it would be even better if you would actually get involved within your precinct and working and letting people know what the heck's going on so that they know how the process works and why be a PCO, why get involved, and so forth. So anyway, again, this show is really dedicated to those grassroots leaders and those legislators, because it is those leaders, those very few select, it's not the electorate, as I tell people, they actually see the intelligence here. We do not have time to educate everybody. We don't. Moses took 40 years to change the culture of Israel before they could go into the promised land. We don't have that time. Moses also had unattested access. They were out in the middle of the desert. They didn't have satellite feeds. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have anything other than what Moses was telling them. And it took them 40 years to change their culture. What we have to do is we have to target the 5,445 state legislatures that are serving in all 50 states, and maybe Puerto Rico, but we have to target them. We have to teach them their responsibility, and then we have to get into those grassroots in those states and so forth so that we make sure we're holding their feet accountable. It's one thing for them to say they're committed and they sign a pledge, but if you're not following up, if you're not making sure that they're doing what they've pledged to do, then they've just taken, do you like to be taken advantage of? I don't like to be taken advantage of. And I don't like my listeners to be taken advantage of. And I know Chad Christensen is a man of integrity. We're working with him, and he is going to be bringing up Republic Review in Idaho. What I would love to do, as I was talking last night to a great patriot, is that my intent is try to create a competition between Idaho, Wyoming, South Dakota, North Dakota, Kansas, Utah. What state is going to do it first? That's the type of thing that, you know, would be a great motivator. You know, who's going to really lead? Who wants to go down in the annals of history of being the one that gets it started? Wow. I mean, our great-grandchildren will be talking about this and how how lucky they are to be able to live in a land of liberty. And not only just a land of liberty, I believe it'll be a world of liberty, because I truly believe that some of the things that the framers missed, that they didn't articulate well, because what Madison and Jefferson did in those resolutions, they did not articulate well as far as this is what we're doing, this is why we're doing it, and this is why, if this ever happens again, states, this is what you need to do. Nobody did that, and that's pathetic. But I guess they just wanted everybody to kind of learn as they go. And the problem was that our education system has been hijacked by secular, godless progressives who have been trying to run us into the ground for years. And so, anyway, I'm taking way too long with this opening diatribe. As you know, all of my podcasts are on reclaimingtherepublic.org. Just go to the Red State Talk radio podcast. I also have a KSBN podcast, my local podcast, and I have podcast archives. So you go ahead and just dive in. The message really hasn't changed. And that's one of the reasons why my company, my logo for my books and publishing and so forth is Mobius Strip Press LLC. And that's why if you go to MobiusStripPress.com, you can kind of look at where my books are, but you can actually see the Mobius Strip Press, and you'll understand that a Mobius strip is a continuum of a relative surface, and a Mobius Strip Press is the continuum of a relative narrative. And that's why you see those documents as a part of my Mobius Strip Press. It is the same narrative. It is a narrative of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. Let me also point out, I have that link that is on the Take Action page that you really need to see this video. If you have not seen my presentation on Republic Review, I'm telling you it'll probably be one of the most informative, insightful, and I'm not trying to brag. I'm just telling you, I'm giving you information you have never received before about the Constitution being a contract. And I'm laying it out there how we got away from, you know, out the gate from what the framers had done. It didn't take long for them to start deviating. And I'm not saying the framers, I'm saying those who followed, and there were framers that deviously created footholds, and I should say footings, unconstitutional footings for everybody to build upon later in self-aggrandizing a centralized government, which is precisely what the states did not want, and it was precisely what the states did not ratify within that Constitution, and I prove that for you. So I also want to let you know that if you go to the reclaimingtherepublic.org Take Action page, I also have other information up there for you, and on the podcast page, I also have books that are worth reading, like The Proofs of the Conspiracy from, 1790-something. Anyway, I'm at a hard break. I will be right back after word from our sponsor. So please stay tuned. I've got a lot for you today. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I'm trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. And so one of the things I also wanted to get into is if you want to support, if you want to be a part of this at your in your state, I have some people that are popping up in different states, and I'm more than happy to start helping you in getting involved. And some of it actually is going to require a little effort. Some of it may just require some phone calls or what have you, but I just need to know what your bandwidth is. And I mean, I can't complain because we're all doing this for free. It's not like I'm making a highfalutin lifestyle out of this. And as I tell people all the time, the framers were not self-serving. The reason why we have been in this mode of decay is because our society and everybody in it has been, we've become WIFMs. We've become a society of WIFMs. What's in it for me is what the WIFM stands for. And so we're just a bunch of self-serving citizens. And I don't think that is what I don't think that's what we can do in being successful. I think that is one of the reasons why you'll find that, conservative artists come up and they fall, come up and they fall, come up and they fall, or they keep on gaining market share. I mean, there are some great ones out there that are, and when I say great, they're making real money, and there are some real up-and-comers that have some very unique niches that are making some real headway in making money. I don't fault them for making money. It's a capitalistic system. There's nothing wrong with that. But we are not going to save our republic with a bunch of self-serving people. We have to put aside our differences and our self-interests if we're going to save this republic for our posterity, as the framers had to do that exact same thing. So, as I always do before I started off with this show, I actually scanned the news, and I can tell you that there still is no sign of any role, responsibility, and or power that is unconstitutional is in the process of being disbanded, which means that if we're going to dismantle or take apart all those unconstitutional roles, responsibility, and powers, it will have to be done by us. We have to do it ourselves. And so I still have a standing question. Anybody that wants to get a set of my books signed by me, then all you've got to do is just call. I would like to talk to somebody that can show me in the Constitution where the federal government receives the authority from the states to be able to create and manage land within these states for reservation purposes, whether that be for people, whether that be for animal, livestock, whether that be for agricultural trees, minerals, like the Grand Canyon. I guess that's just a bunch of minerals, right? But it's a national park. And so please show me in the Constitution where they can do this, where the states have granted the federal government the power and the ability to do these things. And I will get your information and send you a set of my signed books. Anywho, let me move on to some of the things that I want to put a constitutional spin on all this stuff, because I think that is what keeps this, the content that I am talking about, eternal. I mean, you can listen to this 50 years from now, and if it is in context to the Constitution, then people would be able to listen to this and go, well, that makes sense. So let me just start off as I get into the news or what I think is, you know, constitutionally noteworthy. I have to start off with that train wreck metaphor again. And so what is it that's fascinating you? And I think a lot of people seem to be held captive by this endless corruption in government. I mean, I think it's just getting harder and harder to fathom how deep and how far this goes. Well, that's what happens when you allow the federal government to do all sorts of things unlimited when they were hard, fast limited. I mean, they are out of control. So you can't be surprised. But, you know, I guess, what's that adage? You give any species enough rope and they'll end up hanging themselves. So anyway, how about those Dem socialists and how they are going to try to obfuscate the appointment of the next Supreme Court justice so that they can wait till they get past the midterms because they think they have a shot in getting control of the Senate, because that's the only house that has any kind of oversight and control over the Supreme Court appointments. Well, if you don't remember, so one of the big problems is they've already gone to the nuke option. And so it was just literally 51 votes is what it took. I think that's what they ended up getting with Gorsuch. They might have had a couple more votes than that. But bottom line, I think the Democrats are going to be digging in, and I believe that there's going to be some blue-collar Democrats that are going to have to vote Republican if they want to get reelected, because they happen to be kind of in purple states where, you know, those states have kind of actually turned for Trump. So we'll see. But the bottom line is the real damage was done in the last Supreme Court assignment, because they went with the nuke option and they put aside a real majority, and it's just now a Democratic majority. So anyway, do you remember I was also talking about how kids were laughing at a drowning man earlier this week? Well, there was a man out in the streets of New York that got sucker punched, and, you know, obviously there was some a racial divide or a rift, but the guy that got punched didn't know that, but But here is the indictment with our society. As these guys knocked this guy out, they took pictures and so forth, and other people came up and literally robbed the guy while he was unconscious, laying on the street, on the pavement. And so, do you still think our education system just needs a few tweaks? I'm telling you, our education system needs a wholesale redo. I mean, it literally needs to be taken down to rubble and built all over again, back into the bastions where academia will be free, and back into a situation, or I should say, into a model where people will learn about morality and its importance of having the mores of society, one that is a sustainable and one based on enlightenment of individual liberty and individual sovereignty. And so as we see all this immoral decay and all this type of behavior, you know, you can't look at anything other than the education system that is basically feeding this. And so another look, as we start sliding into communism, then I want and I hope people start understanding what's going on, because this is going to happen here. And all of these people that are, you know, these huge advocates for communism, when communism takes full control, then they actually do take full control. And so some of the things that you can see, if you just look at China today, China's now starting to cap celebrity pay because they're citing, you know, these guys, these celebrities are tax evading, they're money worshiping and so forth. They also have attacks. They have a mass knife attack that just recently happened, because gun control is, in full force over there. Bottom line, you don't have a right to bear arms, but people can come up with other ways of, you know, causing mayhem, killing people and so forth. Another thing that kind of, I think, shows the tyranny of China is that they're being angered by Australia's stricter laws over corporate espionage, and we're calling them out for that too. They've been stealing our technology and remanufacturing it for years, and they're starting to get upset because they've been emboldened, and we've been in what do you want to call that, enabling them in doing that. I mean, Bush, Clinton, and what's that last guy, Obama. Yeah, Hussein Obama didn't do anything regarding protecting intellectual property when we would send HP, IBM, and other companies over there. They have been stealing our technology blind. And so you can't tell me that this isn't an empire in the making. Look at Iran, North Korea, and now Pakistan is going to be a part of a superhighway. They're actually opening up the Silk Road again, so that they can move commerce towards the West a lot more efficiently, because they just don't want to have to deal with going, taking precious cargo on ships, especially if they might be getting in a war. Because if one looks at the, you know, the South China Seas, one will see that they're actually starting to unrelinquish what was considered international territory. They're annexing that, and that is definitely an empire in the making. But I'm at a hard break, and we're going to be talking about a few more news items, and then I want to get into the bounty bill the discussion on the cod fishery bounty. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VONTRACYDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, health care, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And I wanted to also get into one other thing before I get into the news. I was on an interview. As you know, I was at Red Pill Expo last weekend. And prior to that, I actually had an interview with John Jacob Schmidt on the Amron Radio Network. And that is a bunch of ham operators across the United States to be able to open up lines of communication if all of a sudden our grid goes down, all of a sudden we have no other way of communicating. That's what these guys are for. And so that way news can be passed back and forth, information and so forth, because if we're not communicating, then we have real problems, especially a big republic like this. We need to be able to communicate. So, and this is a nationwide network. Anyway, I was on that network, and I've had a lot of people from Amron, which is the American Redoubt Radio Network. I had a lot of people that reach out to me, and I really appreciate that. And so I would literally ask if you have access or information regarding other types of networks like that that are, I don't want to say amateur, but they are organizations that are designed not necessarily as preppers, but literally designed as a contingency, whether they be militias or what have you. Please let me know. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. I'll be happy to reach out to them, because those types of organizations, when they start learning about Republic Review, they just eat it up. Let me move on. I was going to say this yesterday. There was Representative Carol Shea Porter, who I believe is out of New Hampshire, introduced a bill that would require the VA to offer comprehensive dental care to all 9.1 million veterans enrolled in the VA healthcare system. And I'm not sure if any of you are veterans, but I will say that if you were promised when you went in other words, it was a part of your contract that you were told that you would have medical and dental, free medical and free dental for life if you retired as a employee of this particular company, and that was in your contract, then all of a sudden when you retire, you're actually having to pay for your medical, and you really don't get dental. You know, you throw a few pennies out there, but you spend a lot of money on dental. And I'm going, well, what happened? How is it that I was lied to in a contract? Well, so the only organization that can lie to you in a contract and get away with it is the government. If this would have been Boeing, if this would have been any other corporation, I could go to the court system. They say, yeah, clearly it's in the contract there, and clearly you have to give this person free medical for life, period. And so I find it interesting that they're even having to introduce bills like this when they should really, what they need to do is go back and clearly identify those who enlisted and were under those types of contracts where they're entitled to it. I'm not a fan of the VA. I honestly don't believe that the VA should be the one taking care of veterans. I believe that that should be DOD. They're the ones that break them. They're the ones that use them. They know what they did, and it gives them immediate feedback because they don't want to have to be dealing with all sorts of traumatic problems because it bogs them down. And so the best thing to do is to try to make sure that the people you have, that, you know, they're workable, that they, you know, they're just not expendable units, because that's how the DOD treats people. And I would like to see the DOD, you know, hold the responsibility so that when, you know, people get out, they go, okay, yeah, you ran a lot, you got really messed up knees, and there's nothing we can do about that. Everybody has to run. I can tell you that when I was in the Marine Corps, because I retired from the Marine Corps, I had some friends that actually had back problems. One of them actually had to have back surgery because of the way we had to do sit-ups before they went to crunches. And this, my friend had to have his back bone, his vertebrae fused together because he messed it up so bad. Because if you're going to be a 300 PFT, or you're going to have a perfect score in your physical fitness test, then you really got to throw your back into it, and you literally damage yourself in competing or trying to be that epitome of a Marine. And, you know, the Marine Corps learned its lesson. It took a long time, but I believe had they had to deal with, you know, the long-term ramifications, they probably would have made adjustments quicker. And it's good that they make adjustments, but just like a corporation has to adjust and adapt and overcome very quickly. You cannot survive in a competing market where you're just not learning your lessons quickly. And unfortunately, it's not a competing market technically in the military. And as I've said before, I believe it is the perfect form of communism because it's fully voluntary. At least now it is. When it becomes a draft system, then that's a little bit different. I don't mean to go through this, but I wanted to go through this because I've been talking about this for a while. And this is how our education system, and we allow the progressives to control the narrative, and we're teaching our kids that man-made global change, or climate change, I should say, is being, you know, done by man, that we're the ones responsible for, you know, the earth getting all sick and getting a fever, as Al Gore calls it. If you haven't heard, there's a new super volcano in New England. Bali volcano just went off. They've had all sorts of volcanic activity, Hawaii, so forth and so on. And if you look over the years, there has been a uptick on all of the magma, molten movement, and so forth. And this has been going on for a while. I have a friend that's a geologist. When I was working in the intelligence community as an engineer, I ran into this guy and we started working together. And he was telling, and he'd been telling me that there has been an increase, and this was back in the 90s, that there has been an increase in the magma flow, and that the venting in the Pacific, you know, because there's like 45,000 shield volcanoes at the bottom of the ocean, the vent, and that venting has been heating up the ocean, which is changing our weather. And so if you look at the Earth core, how can you, you know, ignore the facts that what is going on in the Earth core is having a bigger effect on our climate than anything else? The problem is it doesn't fit the narrative because it is not a pathway in controlling the masses and the people. And that is why they want to get you to believe, and that's how nefarious the education system and the progressives are. I've been telling you, we are at war with an ideology that is absolutely intolerant of the facts. They do not want the facts to be disclosed. They refuse to talk about the facts. They want to bury the facts because they want to control the narrative, and they want to shame, guilt, and do all sorts of bad things. One of the things I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to actually be putting up some content. I did an interview with Tom DeWeese, and I did an interview with Trevor Lawton. So I'm going to be putting those up on my website, so that on Reclaiming the Republic on the Take Action page. I'm sorry I didn't bring that up before, but I want those videos to be up there because, I mean, Trevor Lawton is a huge supporter. He wants to see Republic Review move forward. And I'm hoping that he will be with me in August, in just a month, literally in Casper, Wyoming, hopefully teaching the electorate and the ground grassroots leadership and those people on the ground to understand how important it is that they elect constitutional state legislators. I also wanted to go into, I had a conversation with Bob Schultz, and I've only got a minute to get this, but Bob Schultz is the founder of the We the People Foundation, and he's been ensnared in an IRS audit since 2011, and I don't have all the details in front of me, but he was telling me that Tom Fitton and the Judicial Watch has called him, and it has come out that he has been one of the many victims, but he's been going through this fine-tooth comb IRS audit in trying to shut him down, and how McCain and another senator was in Lois Lerner's office basically saying, do what you have to shut down these patriots, because we want to silence free speech in America. We want everybody to hold to the narrative. And so he's in the final throes of this lawsuit, or I should say this audit. And I believe that Judicial Watch hopefully will work with him in turning right around and suing the government for the years of oppressing him and, you know, the economic impact that they have inflicted the We the People Foundation. We're at a hard break, so as soon as we come back, I will hopefully have some bounty, cod fishery bounties for you. We'll be right back. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobius Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. So let me kind of close on the Bob Schultz, We the People Foundation IRS audit. Here is our own government violating the First Amendment, which is precisely why Madison and Jefferson stood up in 1798 in the first place against the Sedition Act. If you understand the Sedition Act, it was basically shutting down the speech, political speech, of individuals who were basically supporting the Republican movement, which was the anti-federalist movement at the time because the Federalists were in power. So they didn't call this new party the anti-federalists, nor did they call this new party, as most people have been taught, the Democrats. This new party was called the Republicans. Later on, Jefferson added a little flair to the front end of it and called them the Democratic Republicans. However, that was not the name of the organization, because when Jefferson, to clearly state, when Jefferson was in his inauguration address, he didn't say, "We're all Democratic Republicans, we're all Federalists." He said, "We're all Republicans, we're all Federalists," and that was the party. Nevertheless, what Bob Schultz has been doing is he's been petitioning government for the ability to petition government. Another First Amendment problem. And if you do the, you know, the backstory, or if you do the research on what Bob Schultz has been doing, he created the Continental Congress in 2009. He's a warrior. He's been doing this, I believe, since the 80s. He's been taking on the government and winning. And so he's basically been playing by the rules and didn't say, "Hey, I'm a victim here." He's just been fighting the government, and they've been literally trying to bury him with this audit and the legal process. And to me, that is just the epitome of an oppressive government or federal tyranny. And I want you to understand this, because this is happening and it will happen again. Trump cannot stay in office forever, and he cannot fix all the problems. If we're going to fix these problems in this republic and save our Constitution, as I've been telling you, the only process to do this is for the states to step in and say, "That's our contract, not yours. We never gave you the authority to do these things that you're doing. What gives you this right, or where do you think you're getting, you know, the authority to doing this? Because it's not coming from us, and clearly in the Constitution, that is the only way that you can do these things constitutionally." So Anyway, let me just jump into, because there's a lot of other things I want to get into, and I'm going to get into the businesses coming together and how to start leading at a local level, because I want you to know how you can start turning your local community and your state around into becoming, you know, centered on the Constitution. And so let me do the backstory on this. There was a debate in Congress, and this was back in 1792, when Congress was considering creating welfare for the cod fisheries so that as they go out and expand this business, what they can do is then pay back kind of like a loan in their taxes. Bottom line, it was corporate welfare. And Mr. Madison was very clear in trying to delineate that the Constitution does not give the federal government the ability to hand out welfare, whether it be for corporations, whether it be for banks, or whether it be for people. The role of the federal government was never to be the safety net and the bailout system for people that have had bad weather befall upon them, that have had, you know, whether it be floods, whether it be hurricanes, that type of stuff, or whether it be a collapse because of bad behavior by bad investments of bad companies, like whether it be Enron, whether it be actually like the TARP bailouts of Wall Street, where the insurance companies and banks were bailed out with the taxpayers paying for that. The Constitution never gave the federal government the ability to do that. These guys have been stepping on the Constitution left and right. And so Madison starts right off and he says, "In the conflict, I feel between my disposition on one hand to afford every constitutional encouragement to the fisheries and my dislike on the other of the consequences apprehended from some clauses in the bill. I should have forborne to enter into this discussion if I had not found that, over and above such arguments as appear to be natural and pertinent to the subject, others have been introduced," and this is very important, he says, "which are, in my judgment, contrary to the true meaning and even strike at the characteristic principles of the Constitution." He goes on and says, "Let me premise, however, to the remarks which I shall briefly offer on the doctrine maintained by these gentlemen, that I make a material distinction in the present case between an allowance as a mere commutation and modification of a drawback and an allowance in the nature of a real positive bounty. I make a distinction also as a subject of fair consideration, at least between a bounty granted under the particular terms in the Constitution, a power to regulate trade, and one granted under the indefinite terms which have been cited as authority on this occasion. I think, however, that the term bounty is in every point of view improper as it is applied, not only because it may be offensive to some and in the opinion of others carries a dangerous implication, but also because it does not express the true intention of the bill as vowed and advocated by its patrons themselves. For if the allowance, nothing more, is proposed than a mere reimbursement of a sum advanced, it is only paying a debt. And when we pay a debt, we ought not to claim the merit of granting a bounty. It is supposed by some gentlemen that Congress have the authority only to grant bounties in the sense here used, merely as a commutation of drawbacks." And I want to make a point here, what he says right here. "But even to grant them under a power by virtue of which they may do anything which they think conducive to the general welfare, this, sir, in my mind raises the important and fundamental question whether the general terms which have been cited are to be considered as a sort of capation or general description and specified powers. and as have no further meaning and giving no further power than what is found in that specification or as an abstract and indefinite delegation of power extending to all cases, whatever to all at least as will admit the application of money, which has given much latitude as the government could well desire. Here's a big point, and I'll probably just end with this, because I'll get into the rest of it tomorrow. I, sir, have always conceived, I believe those who propose the Constitution conceived, it is still more fully known and more material to observe, those who ratified the Constitution conceived, because remember, as they ratified the Constitution, it was based on those definitions that locked the Constitution down, as I've been saying. That this, and I go back to what Madison says, that this is not an indefinite government deriving its powers from the general terms prefixed to the specified powers, but a limited government tied down to the specified powers, which explain and define the general terms. He couldn't have said it more clear. Right there, he could have just walked away. But what I'm going to set up for you, and we'll get into this tomorrow, is Madison provides the most extraordinary circumstances. He kind of creates a metaphor, and people are aghast at the idea that the federal government would get into all sorts of things, such as welfare, education, and so forth. He uses that deliberately because nobody ever envisioned the federal government to be meddling in those types of things, such as education. And so that's why he used it, because going down this path of allowing this one little bounty to occur, it would just open up this huge slide into the federal government getting its fingers into everything if they did not hold to the true constructions of the defined Constitution or that defined contract. And so we'll get into that tomorrow. I hope you tune in and let people know that we're getting into some really good meaty stuff of Madison's. And we will be back tomorrow for those who are on the telestial radio waves. I bid you a farewell, and I hope you have a great day. God bless. And so, as I said, we're going to get into the final part of this Madison's bounties on the cod fishery bounties. And we will also, I want to revisit, and I'm going to dissect his bonus bill veto later on next week. So you're really going to want to get into that, because as I've already provided you some really good highlights out of the ratification debates, I believe that I've set the case up that we do have a hard, fast contract that the federal government just cannot use all of these different clauses, whether they be necessary and proper, supremacy clause, commerce clause, and what have you. They do not have the authority to go down these paths. And so we will be back tomorrow. I am G.R. Mobley, and with your help, we will reclaim the Republic. God bless.